Okay. We'll have to pick up on that. Okay, this is an interview with Gronk for the Archives of American Art on January 23rd, 1997. We're in Gronk's studio in downtown Los Angeles, and the interviewer is Jeff Runhill. Okay, after our last session, basically what we want to do here is pick up on some topics that either maybe we just touched on really briefly in the first set of interviews, or things that we saw that were not addressed at all. And I guess one of the things that I wanted to ask you about was, there's a few things, but let's start out with your reflections on Los Angeles as a place that you've chosen to make your home, as a place that sort of feeds your imagery, and maybe a site that you consider yourself an observer of, an archaeologist of, you've mentioned before. So maybe you can begin by sort of commenting on that.
Okay, I was born here in Los Angeles. So I think part of my attraction to being here in Los Angeles is the fact that I've lived here most of my life. And I think the different changes and transformations that has taken place is an attraction for me to be here. I think of myself, like I said in the past, an artist slash archaeologist, because I think of especially downtown Los Angeles at this point in time as my archaeological dig or site. And I utilize it as such, or I name it as such, because I've done things like map out my city by utilizing the bits and pieces and fragmentations of that city, bringing those fragments back into my studio and utilizing that as the starting point to my body of works that I have been producing. And some of the fragmentations, I think, are important for me, because like an archaeologist finding a chip of pottery and basing what a society is all about by one little fragment, I go about it in pretty much the same fashion. What I find it, I guess, an attraction to is scratching beneath the first few layers of a culture, and especially in Los Angeles, where we have many cultures interacting with one another, and former cultures that have packed up and moved away, and another culture coming in and leaving their marks. What I do as a painter, or what I do as a person who does visual pieces on walls or on canvas or in different materials, is to mark or to even layer paint on a surface, or to make a scratch mark of some sort. But it's always like these markings, I think, that I'm intrigued by. And when I talk about different cultures sort of having an impact on one another, I think that's another one of the attractions of being here in Los Angeles, is that there is a big diversity of cultures. As opposed to being, for instance, in New York, where it's primarily European culture, it's Italians, it's, you know, it's a lot of different cultures that from a lot of European countries. But here we have the Pacific Rim, which I think has a big influence on Los Angeles as well. You have all of Central America, you have Mexico, you have the Philippines, you have China, you have Japan, which has like a big impact on a major big city like Los Angeles. And I think, you know, when I see things like words merging together, like teriyaki burrito, casa oriental, you know, it's seen like culture.